Kai was like instrumental in making me feel like I could do what I was planning on doing, even though I never got to do it, which is kind of the crazy thing. Is like, we really did have this great plan, and I can't remember half the details, but I remember us fighting and talking about these details 2 months in advance. You know what I mean? And every detail, where we were going, what we were going to do, how we were going to do it. Literally when they raided, we were at the last stages getting ready to leave the puppet space. We had already had cut socks and had chains around us. Literally when they came to raid, me and Alejandra are outside, and we literally had the chains on our wrists. Like, we were going to be leaving in a few minutes. And how quickly things, plans change. And how easily, you know, it's like I could have spent the whole, you know what I mean? And a lot of our friends did spend the whole protest, you know, not being active and being arrested. And then we still managed to block traffic, and people were stuck for like hours, beyond hours. People were stuck for an extremely long time in traffic, and people couldn't get to the convention, and you know, and we really did disrupt the convention. And the convention itself is, it's not like the conventions that we're having currently, where it's really centered in one place. They were really spread out across Philly. Do you remember that? If I remember correctly, and God knows it's been 10 years and I could be missing, the convention had, you know, many times the convention will be in one place, Madison Square Garden. And they'll be using the Madison Square, you know, I'm giving you an example. I don't know if it's ever been in Madison Square Garden. I believe they did one recently. I think maybe they did.
Yeah, 92.
Yeah.
The Democrats in 92.
What didn't they do? Where was the other one? The Republicans in 2004?
Oh, man, yeah.
Anyway. So, but it's like very center. Like, there's one space, and there's many spaces within that one building. Do you know what I mean? So, but this wasn't the case in Philly. They did it at an arena, but that was for the big events. The smaller events, because the arena did not have, like, Madison Square Garden has that theater at Madison Square Garden. It has a few different places where you could do it inside one arena. That wasn't true in Philly. So they had done a bunch of different. And the main event was whatever the arena is called. I don't even have any idea. And it wasn't in the center of town. It was off a little bit. So when we decided to do our protest, we didn't do it like in, and they had a space for us to, you know what I mean, where we could pick it if we chose, right? Of course, we paid no attention to that. And we decided we were just going to spread across the city and really bring the city to a halt. And even with the hundreds of arrests, before really the actions took place, we still managed to shut down the city for hours. You know what I mean? Hours. Like, I remember some kind of interview, and I remember us laughing hysterically because they were in, like, really angry that they had to sit in their car for like hours and hours. And I'm like, that was kind of the point. Of course, again, you know, the message is like, our purpose is not to just make sure that you understand what we're saying. Our purpose is to try to disrupt your event and to make sure that you're not going to get around us easily, you know. So, and we were extremely successful in that point.
Oh, I'm so glad, because I don't, it's like somehow that piece of it, I think I focused only on the negative, and like, I was part of this, my piece. The piece I was part of, we did shut down this on-ramp for more than 2 hours. And
it's interesting because before anybody broke the law, people were getting arrested. So that's an interesting, like, take. We don't usually see that kind of actions, right? Usually they have to wait until we break the law before they can arrest us. But they, you know, they arrested us on conspiracy charges. And, of course, I wasn't arrested. But, you know, most people had a conspiracy charge. They did not actually have a charge of accomplishing anything, especially those who were in the puppet space. And Susie, you're probably a lot moved by what happened in the puppet space, because for some of us, ideas of how we express ourselves is a lot more important than just, you know, locking down somewhere. The sign is as important as the protest. sometimes the sign is more important, where you can put a sign up somewhere and you can get a lot of reaction from people. And there was no protest. It was just a sign left somewhere, you know? And for us, expression is a very important thing. But it wasn't a complete, like, let's not forget that even with the, you know, even with what happened, even with whether or not, you know, questionable the legality of things, it doesn't change the fact that we did what we set out to do pretty good, you know? And if we had everybody who had been arrested had been able to do what they were planning on doing, I think Philly would have been a standstill for, like, the better part of a week. So, like, I don't see them being able to figure out all the stuff that was, you know, literally there were barrels with cement with PVC. Like, I don't imagine them getting that stuff off of us unless they, I don't know, unless people decided to unchain themselves because they needed to pee. Like, I don't see that happening within, you know, especially with the limited resources, because they were spread very thin, you know, and I'm talking about the police. They were spread thin. And they're, you know, you're talking about bringing a jackhammer in to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. So, or moving us, which is going to take, you know, physically moving us and putting us on a truck would be, it's going to take time. It's going to take them a long time to do that stuff. So I think we would have kept the city locked down for much longer than we did, but it still managed to be 3, 4, 5 hour delays for some folks.